holding today on Yom Zayin LaOmer, Yisrochar Tovshin Samach Hei, Brachot Dat Samach Beit. And we were holding, I think, in the first word of the Dat. Exactly what we were supposed to do. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Pa'amachat Nichnasti Acharei Rabbi Yoshua LaBeit HaKisei. Once followed Rabbi Yoshua into the bathroom in order to learn Hanhagot Beit HaKisei from him. V'lamadati mimenu shlosha dvarim. From his behavior, I learned three things. Lamadati she'in lifnim mizrach v'arach el tzofot v'daron. I learned that it's usur to face east-west at the time that you're sitting on a toilet. You know, it shouldn't be exposing yourself, Mizrach u'Marav, only north-south. I also learned that you don't expose yourself while standing, but only while sitting. And I also learned that you're not supposed to use your right hand for cleaning yourself. Omale ben Azai, so ben Azai told Rabbi Akiva, what a chutzpah. Atkan he azta panecha barabcha, nothing to do with my name, but this atkede kach, you have the azut panim to follow your Rebbe into the bathroom. Omarle torahi v'lilmod ani tzarich. This is Torah, and I need to learn it. I think a general gives us one of the most fundamental elements of the power of Torah. That having, I mean, he could have just said, l'lumad ani tzorech, which, I mean, obviously it's l'lumad is Torah. I think the point of saying Torahi is part of the general Tyra of Torah. That in the same way that a person who is tarud b'malachto, somebody's a gynecologist, there's no chashash of taiva of his gynecology, that's a halacha, this is what he's Isaac in, this is his life work. The fact that he happens to be touching areas that are intimate is in a totally different context. And when you say Torahi, what it means is that the inyanim, which to you, those are private inyanim. They're not private inyanim. What's nafkamina? What it's negeya. The moment it becomes Torah, it doesn't have any of the elements in it that would, under normal circumstances, be in some way improper. So once something becomes Torah, it's uplifted now to a darga in which it no longer has aspects in it that are nogea ra. Tanya, of course, Ben Azai learned from Rabbi Akiva that is the way you're supposed to act. So he followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. Tanya Ben Azai omer, pa'am achat nichnas tiach Rabbi Akiva lebeit hakisei. L'amadati mimenu shlosha dvarim, I learned three things from him. L'amadati she'in nifnin mizrach u'marav ala tzafon v'darom. I saw that he was noyeg l'maisa like Rabbi Yoshua. L'amadati, and we indeed pask in this way, which is strange. I mean, it's really not that nogea us. Because, I mean, we pask him like Rabbi Akiva, literally even a chutzlaritz, which people are not all that makpid on. But as I mentioned yesterday, it's because there are usually walls in your bathroom. The toilet is usually up against the wall. Since it's up against the wall, even though Lamaisa Mechitza doesn't matter, in other words, let's say if you're in a place where there's a building between you and the Beis HaMikdash, obviously in Chutzlar, it's not enough to worry about it being within sight, but it's considered to be the equivalent of a kisui, because if you're within Arba Ames, similar, even up to Arba Ames, of a wall, so it's okay not to be makbid on Mizrach u'Marav. But I mean, also only because that's the way it's become. Me'ikar ha-din, it's not all that pashut. We also paskin like the Gro who asers even urinating Mizrach and Marav, particularly in Yerushalayim and so on and so forth. Again, because we're saying on the idea of walls, so generally, again, we don't urinate in the open. We have some type of toilet device, or at least a wall of some kind. So Mamela, we're not all that marked on this halacha, but it's fascinating. This is really, we passed by Rabbi Akiva, I feel this man has that. What did you want to say, sweetie? Who changed the direction of their toilet. Because of this, yeah, you know, if you know. And there are people who are marked on the Yikra Din, and it's not so posh to be semech on the, on this halacha of Chitzes. Lamais, as far as the urination is concerned, there are poskim who taina that since we wear pants, it's not really sunogea. In order to urinate, you once had to lift up your skirt, which meant that essentially you were exposing yourself. Nowadays we have zippers, we wear pants, we keep ourselves covered, even b'shas urination. It's not considered to be such a bizoyan, not an exposure.
What do they do in Scotland?
Lift up their skirts.
Not that much.
What's so funny about it? I don't know anybody who lives in Scotland right now that's mocked, but on these alofas that happens to be wearing Celts, it's rather out of date, but you never know.
How does the wall make a difference?
The wall makes a difference. If it's up close to the wall, it's more like a kisui rather than a pizza.
Only running between there and Yerushalayim or any of the walls?
Well, it's only the gaff that's between you and your... Right. Otherwise, you're facing the right direction anyway, so it wouldn't matter even if you're in the open.
Let's say you're in the wrong direction.
That's what we're saying. If you're facing towards Yerushalayim...
And there's a wall between you and Yerushalayim.
And you're up against the wall. Not there's a wall. You're up against the wall, then it's the equivalent of being covered by something.
Even if the wall's too back, only if it's...
If your wall is to your back, you're facing this way, the wall is right behind you.
Yes, then you're considered to be covered by the wall. V'lamadati she'mekan chabiyamin ela bismol. So Rabbi Yehuda told Ben Hazai, what a chutzpah, adkan hayazta panecha barapha, that's how you act with Rabbi Akiva, to follow him into the bathroom. Omar lo torahi, v'lan modani tzarich. You think that's bad? Rav Kahana, ol gana tusi puria de Rav. Rav Kahana wanted to see how Rav was knowing in sexual intercourse. He hid underneath his bed. Shame desach v'shtachak v'yasatrachav. So he hears that Rav, he was talking with his wife, he was laughing with his wife, and in ways that he considered to be very kalis rosh oriented. So he couldn't resist making a little comment from under the bed. And he said, my goodness, domi pume diaba keralo sharif tafshila? I see Abba's mouth, again Abba Makhlok, Rashi talks of Abba's loshen of chavivas for Abba's loshen of covet for Rav. The Pashas is loshen covet is one of the issues that Tosaf brings. But I see that Abba's mouth acts as if he hasn't had anything really yummy to eat for a long time. Meaning you seem to be sort of into this. Omar Leis, Rav said, what? Kahana Hachat? What are you doing under there? Oh, get out of here. Lavur Achar, that's not their Acharat. Omar Lo Toraki, V'lilmod Ani Tzarech. What's your business? Just ignore me.
Pretend I'm not here.
No, exactly. It's sort of like photography. To get a photographer. I don't know, anybody see Calendar Girls? It's interesting, exactly the same Nakuda over there. Yeah, somebody's Isaac Bemalachta. Is there a concept of it? Limotar is Limotar. Omar Rava. Says the Gemara, Bipnei Ma in Mekanchen, Biyamin Ela Bismol. Why do you use Dafka, a left hand and not a right hand for cleaning after defecation. Omar Rav, Mipnei Shatoran, Nitna B'Yemin. Shnemra Miyemino, Eish Das Lomei. Part of the Nisei Hayam yesterday, in which Gavriel announces to the water on the right side to stay away from Bnei Yisrael, because the Torah was given Miyemin, Shalakarish Baruch Hu, there's Mekabel that Torah. Rabba Barbarcha, now Mipneshi Krovala Pets. Stop looking for spiritual reasons. Your right hand is what you usually use to eat with, and you certainly don't want germs getting on your right hand. So stick to your left hand. Rabbi Sharon Lakisha Kosher Bat Tefillin. It's because your right hand is used to tie your tefillin, which is the mitzvah. Rabnagma Yitzhak Mibnesha Mar Eba Ta'ame Torah. It's because you use your right hand for conducting the ta'amim. Well, nowadays in the yeshiva, they've changed that to using your right hand for going like that. So Romela, you can't use that hand. But actually, they used to have a conductor that would make it clear what the timing are, so that the person who's leaning would get things straighter for the kids who are learning how to lean. Kitamoy. Rabbi Eliezer of Bnei Yisrael, this actually is an early machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says the reason that you don't use your right hand for cleaning yourself is because you use that hand for touching food, which gets into your mouth, and you have to keep germs out of your mouth. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ben Deshe Koteva. Rabbi Yeshua says the kedusha of your hand, you use that hand for writing, sefer tefillin, and so on. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ben Deshe Mar Eba Ta'amit. Now wait a minute. We tined after Mashiva Ruach Omorit HaGeshem. The tea is replaced by water.
They pour cars of rain for tonight.
So you hold that Lamaisa B'dievet, if you would say Mashiv Ruach Hamorid HaGeshem today, it would be okay. Am Rabbi Tankum Baruch Ani Eloi. Kol HaTzanua Bebeit HaKisei Nitzol Min Shlosha Dvarim. There's three things you save yourself from by being careful how you act in the bathroom. First of all, if you act b'tzniut, then you don't startle nochash and an akrab. Everything is done with the delicacy and so on. So the nochash and the akrab don't get nervous, so they don't bite you. And even the mazikim, I mean, have respect for somebody, has respect for himself. Others say that also it helps your dreams to settle down if you settle down in the bathroom. Ahu Beit HaKisei Ave Beit Tveria. There was a famous Beit HaKisei in Tveria that had so many mazikim in it that Ki Aviyale Beitrei Afilu B'Yamama. First of all, during the day, mazikim usually stay out of the way, and if there's two people, they also generally don't bother you. This was such a busy for mazikim Beit HaKisei that even in the daytime, even two people together, British style, in the bathroom, would still get bopped by the mazikim. Now, the latest is that the stalls are made big enough to accommodate two women at a time so they can talk to each other, which is actually part of the, it's interesting, it was a takona that was actually made that they ask on our sugya from the takona. It was a takona made that women should bedafka talk to each other in the bathroom. Rebbe Eliezer made the takona. Which became...
So nobody should be there.
Yeah. But in any event, this was such a busy Beit HaKisei.
He's talking from one stall to the next.
They didn't have stalls. But I'm saying that there was no akkad on stalls in those days. Stalls is a very brand new innovation. Yeah. Saying where you have stalls, it's blessed Sanua to have a stall for two, don't you think? If you don't have stalls, Mela, you don't have stalls. That's the derech of a bathroom, it's not to have stalls. Yeah, okay. So anyway, I know exactly where this Beit HaKisei is, by the way, too. In Tveria. Amazing. What's it? No.
One
So, actually, no, the Tachan HaMerkaz in Tveria for the past 30-some years has been very nice since they rebuilt it. Rabbani Varavasi, I said, people couldn't go in even two at a time. Rabbani and Ravasi, Aviyayli Beit Chad, Chad Lechudei. Rabbani and Ravasi had no problem. They could go in alone, nobody would bother them. V'lo mitzikim. Amri lo Rabbanan, said the Rabbanan, said to them, lo mistafitu, and you're not worried about going into that Beit HaKisei. Omaluhu anan Kabbalah Gamrina. We have a Kabbalah that was given over to us about how to act in different circumstances. And what we were taught was Kabbalah de Beit HaKisei. The way in which a person should act in the bathroom is with tzniut and shtikuta. One should conduct himself with ultimate tzniut, keeping oneself covered as much as possible, and silence, not to speak in a bathroom. Kabbalah, we also have a Kabbalah about how one should act when he's under attack by Yisurin. Shtikuta, don't discuss it, don't complain about it. Umiboy rachami, and to be mispal, but not to be boy, to be Yisurin. Abaye marvi ale ime imra, lameo bahade la Beit HaKisei. Now, not everybody realizes that when Mary had a little lamb, Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, people don't think what everywhere includes. I mean, you know, they wonder, does the lamb actually go into the bathroom with Mary? Turns out that the marker for Mary had a little lamb is Abaya's mother, who was worried about him being alone in the bathroom. Nobody else is supposed to be in the bathroom with him. So she bought him a little lamb. And she taught the lamb, wherever Abaya goes, the lamb is sure to go. And therefore, it was never alone in the Beit HaKise. Now, the question is, Lirvi Alei Gadya, why a lamb?
Abaya didn't have a mother. Abaya,
why not a goat? Yes, the one he calls Ime. Mommy. So, why didn't she get a goat for him? Because a goat is like a goat. What is the name of the mazikim in the Beit HaKise? It's a sawyer. The name of a goat is a sawyer. You don't want to have, one sawyer can get confused with another sawyer. That's a dangerous kind of thing. She wanted to have a nice little lamb.
You don't want to go in the sewer.
Rava, before Rava became a Rosh Hashiva, so he wasn't in as much trouble as he was afterwards, Mekarkeshe Leibat Rav Chista Amguza Belakna. So his wife, Rav Chista's daughter, used to take a pot with nuts and bang them around to make noise and to chase away the mazikim. And that was enough. But after he became a Rosh Hashiva, that wasn't enough. So, because, they're after Rosh Hashivas. So after Leikavta, she made a little window above the place where he would sit in the Beit HaKise. Umancha Leyoda Aresha, she would put her hand through the little hole in the wall and keep her hand on his head as long as he was in the Beit HaKise. So that there would be the equivalent of two people, and he would be protected. Omar Ula. You know, sir, I never learned your name. Shlomo Avraham. But, for some reason, you're looking down and sad. I suppose it's because the Yontav has left. So I just want to assure you, Isru Chag is a happy type. So Omar Ula, Achorei Hagader Nifna Miyad. A person who is going to the bathroom can go to the bathroom behind a wall, and it doesn't matter how close he is to other people. But if he's in an open area, he has to be far enough away so that any noises associated with defecation won't be audible. Whereas Isi Bar Natan says, no. If he's behind a wall, he still has to worry about audibility, and therefore should be far enough away that people can't hear him. You have to be more careful in the open, you have to be far enough away that no one can see you. So on this we ask, it says, Lagabi the halachot of Tumah v'Tahara, we often have a mashgiach, we had this earlier, that they would be careful to make the oil v'Tahara. So they needed a mashgiach to make sure, and no one would come in there, it wasn't Shemar Dinei Tumah v'Tahara, Namar, it shouldn't walk in. It's a place in Barnea, yes, neighborhood. Wonderful, beautiful. So Yotzin mi petach Beit Habad, the mashgiach can leave the Beit Habad in order to go to the bathroom. Nifnim la'achorei hagader, ve'intorim, and he can go to the bathroom immediately behind the gader, which means that he doesn't go very far away. And this is okay. No, that's because Betaro tekelu, they were mekel on a mashgiach, because he needs to be close by in order to be shomer them. He can't go far enough away to be inaudible. Toshma, well, how about this? Kama yirchakuv yutahorim, kidei she'ro'eyu. The mashgiach, if he's in an open area, how far away can he go from the place where they're making the wine or the oil? Only within sight. So that's the case. I mean, if he can see people going into there, then they can see him too. So how is that mutar? According to this, you're supposed to be, the way Isi Bar Nosson is learning, you have to be far enough away that you're not visible. But if you're not visible, then the people won't be visible to you. No, shiny ochli ta'arot yakilu b'rabbonon. The rabbonon were mekel for people who are eating b'taira, that they can be mekel on dinim of Beit HaKise.
Rav Ashi says the whole question is based on a misunderstanding. When it says in chavero ro'ehu, it doesn't mean that you're invisible. It doesn't mean that you literally can't see you. It means kozman shein chavero ro'ed piru'o. It means a person can't see you uncovered, but certainly can make out an individual there. So the same thing is true over here. You can see, the mashgiach can see someone going in, and the fact that he wouldn't be able to tell if he's naked or dressed, or whatever, that's not the point. Ahusa b'dana d'nochis kameder Reb Nachman. There were saying a hesped in front of Reb Nachman, and we don't know who it was about, but whoever it was about, the savtan was saying, ah, the nifter was a tsanua bur chosa. Says Reb Nachman, what does that mean? He's a tsanua. What, you followed him in the bathroom? You know whether he was tsanua? What are you opening your mouth about? He's saying, you know what you're talking about. So, ata yaltava de la betakise, viadata tsanua, yelo, the tanya in korin tsanua, la misha tsanua betakise. Can't call a person tsanua unless he acts betsniut even in the betakise. Okay, no, what's the big deal? I mean, we know we exaggerate a little bit of aspirin. No, sir. Let the, relax. Let the guy say, it's tanua, big deal. My not claim. Meanwhile, that's make such a fuss over it at aspirin. No, Mishum Datanya. Geshem Shani Fraim and Amitim, the same way that a mace is punished for his maisim roy, kach nifraim in a sabdanim. The one who says a hespit and attributes something to someone that isn't there is payback. The people who shake their hands and say, yes, yes, Nebuch, ah, terrible, we have much to learn from us. Also, they'll be paid back as if they also participate in this nonsense. The mice of the Rush paskins that a little bit of exaggeration is acceptable because it's understood that that's the way in which it's meant. You can't say something that isn't true about a person, but you can exaggerate a quality so that people can see it. If that quality was truly there. Tana Rabbanan. Ezehu tzanua. No, chas v'shalom. You know, it's a disaster. You shouldn't tell the truth. But you should bring out the best of a person, but it has to be the best. You can't create things that aren't there. He's saying you can't call a person tzanua unless he's tzanua b'beit hakiseh. Why are you saying he's tzanua? What is that supposed to mean? You don't even know. You know what someone's anua? He goes to the bathroom at night. Remember, they didn't have bathrooms, so they would have to go outdoors. There's someone who's makbid at night to go to the same place where he would go in the day, such a person is tsanua. In other words, even though nobody's around, but he would be misrach, that's what it seems to me. He would be misrachic at night as if people are looking. So he's mechabed himself in front of the Shechina and so on. Is that true though? Hini v'amr of Yudam Rav le'olam yanhiga adam et atzmo shachrit v'arvit kidei shelo yeh tzarich l'itrachek. First of all, we know that the psak is a person should get himself used to moving his bowels in the morning and in the evening in order that he shouldn't, early in the morning, that is, in order that he shouldn't have to be mitrachek before there are people outdoors. So obviously you don't have to be mitrachek when people are not around to the same extent that you would when they are around. Furthermore, we know that Rava, the Imam Abiyazal Admil, Rava during the daytime would sometimes walk as far as a kilometer to get away from people. But at night, Amalei Lashami, he would tell his valet, Panuli Duchta Beruchov Adamata, find me some place where I can go to the bathroom even in the middle of the street. V'chein Amalei Rabbi Zeir Lashami, Rabbi Zeir would tell his valet also, Chazima Dika Chorei Beit Chavraya, see if there's anybody behind the Beit Midrash over here. Demina Lamifne, because I need to go to the bathroom. So clearly there's no din of Harchaka, or Rabbi Zeir and Rava would have been makbid at night as well. The answer to the Gemara, Lo Tema Bimakon Elaima Kaderech Shenifne Bayot. Doesn't mean to a place, but it means keeping oneself personally covered, keeping the hanog as we saw before, to sit down first and only then to, and so on. Rav Ashi says, no, it could even mean b'mokom, but b'mokom not meaning the distance of the mokom, but the type of mokom. It should be in a keren zavis, let's say, more in a corner rather than the open. That's also an inyan of tzniut. Gufom Rav Yonah Marav Lolam Yanigra Damat Atzmo Shacharit Varvit Kedei Shaleo Yehid Tzarich Leitrachek. Person should get used to moving his bowels early in the morning and late at night. Tanya Amiyaki Ben Azeh Omer Hashkem Vitzei, get up early in the morning and go to the bathroom. Harev Vitzei, or go late at night. Kedei Shalot Yitrachek, in order that you shouldn't get too far away and need to go too far away from people. Mishamesh Veshev Va'al Teshev Veteshamesh Shekola Yoshev U'mimashmesh Afilu Osin Kshafim Baspam Yabai Balav. They used to have a minhag to stimulate themselves if they were having difficulty going to the bathroom, so you use a stick or something in the rectum to sort of the way we would use an enema. And so do that, but be careful to do that standing up. If you sit down first, then that's very bad for kishuf. They'll always get you, and then they'll get you with a good shot of hemorrhoids or something. V'inche v'yosiv, if you do sit down first, v'achakach memashmesh, maitakante, what can you do to save yourself from the kshofim attack? Well, there's a magical incantation to say. Kikai, when you get up, you should say like this. Loli, loli, lo tachim v'lo tachatim, which is a remiss to tachtonim, which is hemorrhoids. Lo hani v'lo mehani, I don't need them, I don't need anything like them, actually. Lo chashi dechashi v'lo chashi dechashata, I don't need no magic from wizards and no magic from witches. Tanya ben Azeh omer al kol mishkav.
They didn't have
Batei Shemush. How would they have Batei Shemush? We're so used to the idea of sanitation and running water and so on and so forth. Yeah. This is all very recent innovation. Very recent. I keep pointing out to you, you know, you think about the good old days. In the good old days, you would faint the dead away from the smell. Seriously, this is not, I mean, people used to have to walk around with massive holders of perfumes and smoke and so on just to be able to get through the streets. I mean, you read diaries of London in the 18th century, which that's absolutely horrific. The details of the installation of waterways that would carry away waste and so on, and the complexities that it took to do, we take it for granted. It was major, major waterworks that were inconceivable. I mean, the Thames used to smell for miles and miles. You can get near it. It's amazing what we take for granted. Any possible junk that anybody had was simply deposited in the front of his house, in the middle of the street. Whether you're talking about offal of dead animals or excrement, or you know, people would keep things in their backyard. It's inconceivable to us. We literally would probably actually faint from the smell. I mean, we could barely pass by a nice, clean, modern farm and not have the kids. Seriously, the kids are all going, yeah, black. I mean, nice barnyard smells. But I mean, this was horrific. You know, imagine living in the middle of a cesspool. That's basically what it was like. How recent would they have here? I mean, when I came to Eretz Yisrael originally, in the Meir Shearim, they didn't have, people didn't have in their homes bathrooms. It was a public bathroom, there was no stalls, there were holes in the ground, essentially, over which you squatted, and that was it. I mean, they were not tiled, you know, but they had these little squat areas. They still have them. Well, that's the way it was like, and it's all very, very recent. All of this stuff that we take for granted. Tanya ben Azeh Omer, al kol mishkav shchav chutz min hakarka. You could sleep wherever you want. Don't sleep just on the ground. Al kol moshav shav. You could sit wherever you want, but avoid scaffolding. You know, chutz min hakora. Omar Shmuel, the sheina be'amud hashachar, as all of us know. Sleep right as the sun is rising. Oh man, that is the best. Kiistama leparzalah. I mean, that's like dipping in the hot steel. You know, you put it right into the cold water and really tempers it. That's the way to go, baby. And yitziyaba mudashach. Same thing is true of using a bathroom early in the morning. Now Bar Kapora would have a little shop in which he would sell sayings for 25 dinar. You know. So the sayer is in. Anyway, some of the things that he would sell, some of the things we're going to give him away for free, but the copyright is over. So it's ad dekafanta echol. While you're hungry, that's when to eat. Ad tzachita, while you're still thirsty, that's when you should drink. Ad deratcha kadrecha, while your pot is boiling, shvoch, that's when to pour it out, which is a euphemism for defecation. Another thing he said was, karna karya baromi bar mizban te'eni, te'eni de'avuch zagin. When you hear the market open in Rome, bing, then you son of a seller of figs, even if dad isn't there and gave you permission to sell, sell! In other words, move your stocks when the commodity is going, and don't wait for permission. Omalo Abaye l'Rabbonim. Abaye would tell the Rabbonim, ki ha'yilitu b'shvili de'b'chuzo l'mefet be'b'chakla, when you go out in the side roads of Mechuzah in order to get out to the fields to use the bathroom, be careful not to look in either direction, because there's often women over there that are doing the same thing. It's not very polite to look at them. Reb Safra Ola Beit Akisa, we had this back in Tumid, Reb Safra came to a bathroom and he was using the bathroom, and Reb Abba, who needed the bathroom, sort of was nochale ababa. He coughed politely at the door to see if anybody was inside. They didn't have closed doors, but in the area. So Rav Safra was in the bathroom, said, oh, please, sir, do come in. Leomar, which is not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to go, which means that you're in there. So busted enough back after he got out. You're not supposed to talk in the Beit HaKisei, but after getting out, Rav Abba said to him, my God, you haven't even gotten to visit the Romans over there in Seir, but you've already learned their mannerisms. What a disgusting thing to do. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Tamid, kavod? And what was the kavod of the Beit HaKisei? Matza'o na'ul b'yadua shiye sham adam. It's not proper to go into a bathroom where someone is, and I was coughing in order to see whether anybody's in there. What kind of nonsense? Say, come on in. I'm shocked. I mean, indeed, how did Reb Safra do such a thing? Reb Safra was afraid that Reb Abba only coughed because he was in dire need of a bathroom. And he felt that under those circumstances, he wanted to make him feel comfortable coming in, even though the bathroom was occupied, because the Tani Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Amuda Chozer Meviat Adam Lidei Adrokan, Silona Chozer Meviat Adam Lidei Yerakon, that if somebody holds feces in longer than they should be, he can get ill with Drokan, which affects the stomach and comes all the way, ruins the entire digestive system all the way up the esophagus, destroys even the mouth, as the Gemara says. And if you maintain urine in the system beyond where you're supposed to, it could back up, damage the kidneys, and end up giving you liver disease and cause hepatitis. And therefore, he felt it was very important for him to relieve himself. And some suggest it could be Reb Safra, really, only had come recently. It was Ki'ayo Reb Safra, we offer. It could be, he didn't know that longer, that everybody coughed. He thought maybe the cough was a gentle way of saying, I'm desperate, please get out of there. You know, like somebody would knock on the door of a bathroom, they don't take it. Because the door, if it's closed, is usually understood somebody's in there. Somebody knocks on the door, it's an indication that he needs the bathroom badly. So he thought that he was in a matzah of sakon. Rabbi Elazar ala Beit HaKisei. Rabbi Elazar went to the bathroom. Atahu, now it should say over here, Roma, as we'll see from the end. A particular Roman, now because the censors didn't like the Romans, after all, were the height of civilization. They took out every place that Roman, and of course replaced it with a Persian. I mean, those are the Slavs. But actually, the Gemara says that the Persians are careful in the Beit HaKisei, and the Romans are animals in the Beit HaKisei. So Lamai said, it should say, if you're a Roman. So a certain Roman comes along, and Dachke, and he simply ignores Ribbeloza's presence and pushes at him, you know, and he's acting like a Slav there. So Ribbeloza goes away in disgust. Come Ribbeloza ben Nafak. Just as he came out, Asad Rakona Shamte Le Karkashe, and right where Reb Elazar had previously been sitting, this little tiny sheretz comes out and bites off the guy's rectum. Kori Ale Reb Elazar says, you see, the Etain Adam Tachtecha, I'll put a man in your place. Don't read that, Adam. Edom tachtecha. We'll put a Roman in your place. So if anybody's got to lose a rectum, let it be him. Al tikrei Adam ela Edom. Adam. V'amar lahorgecha. Now we find that David HaMelech, when he, after the story of Shaul, backs into this cave in order to use it for the defecation. So David cuts off a piece of his clothing to prove to him that he could have just killed him. But it tells him, you see, V'omar la'argecha v'tochos alecha. I mean, it should have said, Amarti la'argecha, I was thinking about killing you, v'chashti alecha, and I decided not to. This sounds like it's some type of third entity. V'omar la'argecha v'tochos alecha. What was the v'tochos alecha? V'amar, v'amarti mi bo'ele. V'tochos, v'chashti mi bo'ele. It should have said, I thought. Or I had rachami. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar lo David l'shaol mina Torah ben arigata. Omar lo argecha is that the Torah defined that you should be killed because you're a rodent. The Torah amra bala argecha ashkem la argo, that you're mechuyev to kill somebody who's after you. But it was impossible. The tzniut shaitavecha hichasa alecha. The way in which you acted provided such a protection over you that it was impossible to conceive of hurting such a person. Mahi, what was this referring to? Because we see that it says, Vayavo el gderot hatzon, al haderech, v'shamara, Vayavo Shaul ha'asech et raglav. Obviously, Shaul was looking for a place to go to the bathroom. What he could have done is appointed a couple of watchmen and so on, kept people away. No. He finds the Gderot Hatzon off of the road. There, behind the Gderot Hatzon, he finds the Mara. And there, he goes deep into the Mara. Tana, as the Brita points out, this means Gderot is a Gader, Betoch Gader. And a Mara, Lifnim mi Mara. And why does it say, La'asech et raglav? He covered himself over with his begadim so as not to be exposed. So this, despite the fact that he is in a mokum tsanua shebet tsanuim, and he's still acting with such nias, David saw such a tzaddik, such a tsanua. It's not shayach to hurt such a person. Vayakom David vayichrot et knafa me'ila shele Shaul balad. Reb Yossi b'Rebbe Chanina, this shows you that kol mevazeh et begadim sof eino nehene mihem. Because David chat Shaul's me'il, we find that David in later life, Amelach David zaken babi amim, vayechasu bivgadim velo yechamlo. Bigadim didn't help him because of the way that he treated the big day Shaul. And then he tells Shaul something that's really a tough kind of thing to say. He says to him, im Hashem hesitcha bi. Look, I don't know why you're acting like a meshugana, but if it's God who's pushing you to hurt me, so then Yerach Mincha, maybe he'll be Makabal Karban from me. And he continues to say, and if you have rotten people in Bnei Adam, Arurim, there should be Orul if Bnei Hashem. I mean, so to put Hashem Yasitchali together with Bnei Adam, Arurim with Bnei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not like this. Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, what, Mesit Karitali? What are you calling me? That I'm a Mesit, I'm the one who's driving Shaul crazy. I'm making him into a nut that's chasing you. Now you're going to pay for that. You want to think, I have to be Mesit. You'll see, you will make a mistake in something that even kindergarten children knows. And you, David, are going to go around and you're going to make a census without the pashtus of the sugyas, without taking the kofar nefesh. Lamaisa the Ramban says it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, how could the David certainly wouldn't have missed out on the obvious meaning of the pashtus to take kofar nefesh. He understands that the point is that kitisas rosh b'nei Yisrael is specifically in terms of kudayim. In other words, you're only allowed to take a census even with kofar nefesh where it's for a specific purpose, for building a mishkan or something similar. And David did it without that purpose. And he analyzes the psukim and the response of Yoav and so on in that light. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Sha'akol Nihyeh
B'dvaro. Amen. Doesn't mean Miyaz. I mean, it was a lot later he was the king.
It means as the immediate result of, even though it may take time. So Miyad Vayamot Satan Al Yisrael Vayaset David Vayem Lemor Lech Meneit Yisrael V'kivan Demaninu Lo Shakal Minayu Kofer Dichti Vayitein Hashem Deber B'Yisrael Miyaboki V'yad Eit Mo'ed. So it was the equivalent of not taking kofar, where it says kofar nefesh, that v'lo yehei. So there shouldn't be a mashkis b'bnei Yisrael. So there came out to be a mashkis b'bnei Yisrael, and it was a dever that went from the morning until the eight mo'ed. How long is that? My eight mo'ed. Amar Shmuel Saba Chatnei de Rabbi Chanina Mishmei de Rabbi Chanina. It means from the boker, means from the shchitat tamid shoboker until the shat zrika of the tamid shoboker. Few minutes. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Moed means Ad Chatzos Mamish, until the time at which you can bring the Tamid Shoboker. So it went from the time of the Hakravas HaTamid until the end of the time that it's Mutter. Vayomer Lamalach HaMashchit Ba'am Rav. And so it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chasadem, and he told the Malach that was being Mashkis, enough. And of course, where was the Malach? I made above the Goren Arnona Ayvusi. So it turned out that the minion was actually, in the end, was for the Tzarech of the Beis HaMikdash. As a result of this minion, David went out, purchased the Mokam HaMikdash, and that became now the Tafkid of that Pekida. So what does it mean when it says Rab? Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMalach, Toli Rab Shebeim, instead of killing so many of the Bnei Yisrael, take the greatest of them. Sheish boli paramiyam kamachovot. In taking the greatest of them, very much will be mechupar. Bota sha'am met Avishai ben Tsruya sheshakul kiruba. Kiruba shel Sanhedrin. Avishai was so great that he was rav in the sense of rov. He was keneged the rov of Sanhedrin. And in his death, he was mechapar Bnei Yisrael. Ubahashchit ra'a Hashem vayinachem. What was it that Hashem saw? He saw something. What did he see that caused him to be mitnachem on the evil that was happening to Klal Yisrael? May ra'a. Omar Rav ra'a Yaakov Avinu. He saw Yaakov Avinu. Dichtiv ayom Yaakov kasher ra'am. But it's the machanayim, machanei Elokimu. It's protection. He saw Yaakov Avinu seeing the Malach come as basically protection for him. I'm going to send the Malach to destroy the children of Yaakov. Shmuel says it was over the Mokam HaMizbeach. So he saw Efrosh of Yitzchak. He saw the Efer of Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. Shnemar Elohim Yir Elo has said. The Lashon of Re'iyah is the Re'iyah of the Efer Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omar. Kesef Kippurim Ra'a. He saw the original shkolim that were taken in the Midbar. Shemar v'lakachta Kesef HaKippurim Eyet B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says he saw the Beit HaMikdash itself. The Beit HaMikdash is called Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. So Avram Avinu, when he came to the Mokam HaMikdash, he identifies it as the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see. So Vayar must mean he saw that place. And indeed, that's exactly where the Malach was aiming, was directly above that Mokka. Pliki bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Chadomer Kesev HaKippurim Ra'a, V'chadomer Beit HaMikdash Ra'a. It's an old machlokas we find also in Stavrik Man Yom Beit HaMikdash. The most reasonable approach, based on the Pasuk, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Beit HaMikdash, and that itself became the Kapora. Shnema Asher Yamer Hayom, Bahar Hashem Yira'eh, and therefore was the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw at the moment of this Pekida of David.
I mean, how
does this work with the Sugya, Shmuel and David
determining the place, you know, I don't see what the relationship is.
They were determining where the Beis HaMikdash should be. Yeah. So you already knew from then. Why is it determined? Is it determined? Well, it's the Mokum of the Mizbeach, it's Mechuvan Biyoter. I mean, that's not really...
So the focus here is Mizbeach?
Probably. What do you mean here?
In
not here. The Mokum Mechuvan Biyoter is the Mizbeach.
So if I already know the makom of the mizbeach, then I would already know the makom of the mikdash. It's a question of which hill.
The same vein needed to be. That's what it says in the Gemara. You needed to have neviim to define the makom of mizbeach, but not to define the makom of mikdash. Because that was mechuvan biyoter in the Rambam's lashon. The rest is not mechuvan biyoter. The mizbeach, you have the gvul running directly through within the space of one amma. Even your GPS won't pick it up. Lo yikanes adam laharabayit v'makalo b'minalo. Okay, so we had yesterday, Barnea pointed out yesterday, we had that also, lo yikel adam rosho keneged shar mizrach, which is daf shar mizrach, shumukhuvan keneged beit kodashi ha-kodashim. He showed me the Rav that points out that mukhuvan keneged beit kodashi ha-kodashim is bizman bayit rishon. However, it's a model. It's not. Doesn't mean specifically because of the Bayit Rishon. In other words, the words "Mechuvan Keneged Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim." But as the Rambam says, that Lamaisa, you're not allowed to be Meko Rosho anywhere, which is Keneged at the base of Mikdash. Lamaisa, because the din of Hakolas Rosh, this is the way the Achronim learned. Rambam paskins the dinim that we have over here about urination or defecation or nogeya, even when there's no Beit HaMikdash. You have all of the same way that, as we'll see in a moment, you can't cut across the makom HaMikdash, you can't walk there without your shoes, with your shoes on. There's all of these dinim that are nogea, bizman shebet HaMikdash kayam, or nogea, even bizman shein bet HaMikdash kayam.
That would include playing soccer?
So the question is, what about playing soccer? So there the Rambam asks that even though bizman shebet HaMikdash kayam, playing soccer indeed would be osur anywhere in the Har HaBayis, connected, and that's even obviously bizman, the second explanation. So if we're using anywhere that is mechuvan connect means in the broadest sense.
Where you
see directly. But that's there he agrees that it's only bizman shebet HaMikdash kayam. Why? So most Achronim learned that the din of Kalus Rosh is not midiraisa in Yiras HaMikdash. Yiras HaMikdash refers to a specific act which is viewed as a bizoyan. Trampling, spitting, kapandri, and so on. Kalas Rosh is an attitude. An attitude is only midrabbonim. So when it comes to rabbonim, the Rambam is makel, even though his shita is that the kedusha shechina is not betela. But when there's no bayit, he's makel bismanazim. When it comes to the other issue, they're doing the gad defecation, so there is makel bismanazim. So here, lo yikanes adam. Yeah, that's the halacha. Yeah, it's a tough halacha. As we're saying, we're semich on mechitzas. We're semich on mechitzas, but there are people who are makna that their bathroom should be set up in such a way that they're not nitshal in it.
The house is opposing also
in nobody's makna.
Coming in and of itself in the old city is a story all by itself.
The plumbing here.
Yeah.
Bad news, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's bad news. Well, and not by the standards of the second base. We're doing okay in that level.
Well.
We may have to redo things, actually, when it gets time to build the base of English. Okay, so it says a person should not make a kapandria. What exactly is a kapandria? Amarava kapandria means what the word kapandria means. It means diagonal in Latin. So don't cut across. That's how the Aruch learns. In which case, Rav Chana bar Adam, Shmei Rav Sama, Breder of Mori, argues. And he says, Kemand Yomar Inish, that no, actually, it's been imported into the Aramaic and now stands for a notricon, which is Adam Makifna, instead of my going around Adari, the whole block, Eo Baha, let me cut through here. So it's Aka, Ade Kaf, Dari, the house. Now I'll go here. So Kapandria. But others take out the Rav Chana bar Ada as a machlokas. But rather, they say Rav Chana bar Ada, Bishmei Rav was Masbir. What is Rav? What did he mean, Rav, when he said Kishma? He meant like the notricum. Okay, so the Aruch sees it as a machlokas. Others learn that he's just explaining what it was that Rava said. As we know, the minhag was in all of the imported words from other languages to import words in such a way that they would have some import in either Aramaic or in Lashon HaKodesh. Many, many, many words like that that became, so to speak, Hebrew words, even though it's clear that the word itself was Greek or was Latin. Yeah, dozens and dozens and dozens. Yeah, that's our most recent one. There we go. Afikuman. That's clearly Afikum. So that's a kapandria. Omer Rav Nachman Bar, Omer Rabba Bar Avua. The truth is that if you walk into a Beit HaKnesset for the correct purposes, you didn't go in there to cut a cross, you can go out another door of the Beit HaKnesset to get you closer to where you needed to go. So you can walk in Amanat Shelo, La Soto Kapandria. When you go out, you're not mechuyev to go out the doorway that you came in and then have to walk all the way around to get to the Makolet. You can walk out the door across and cut out that door, which gets you closer to the Makolet. Rabbi Abu Omer, Im Haya Shvil Meikaro Mutar. If this was the road originally that everybody cut through, and then they make it a Beit HaKnesset, then you can't take it away from the Rishus that it always was anyway. What's interesting is some have a girsa of Chayev, that Omer of Chav, Omer of Huna, Nichlus Beit HaKnesset, Palel, not only Mutar La'asot HaKapandria, but that it's Mitzvah La'asot HaKapandria. Shenemar Bevo Am Ha'aretz, Lifnei Hashem b'moladim. It says that when they would come to the Beit HaMikdash, Haba derech shar tzafon lishtachavot, yatza derech shar neged. So Yudavka went out in the opposite side. In which case, even if it gets you there closer, you would still go out the that way with some mitzvah to show that you're... you're a matayel in the Beit HaKnesset. You come in and you're coming in, it's not just in and out. I use this as my makom, and now my makom takes me to somewhere else. So if it's a kapandria, it's a kapandria.
But the melech goes in and out the same.
That's true, that's a derech of chashivas. A normal guy can't use it. It's not to be used for your convenience. The same thing today. If somebody chashiv comes, they don't make him go out the exit. Is nichnas v'yotze. Okay, but a nichnas v'yotze is for special people. Normally, there are herits. Here's where you come in, here's where you go out, and we'll tell you where to go. You use the doors of the Beit HaMikdash for your convenience.
Is it likely you don't?
How we paskin?
It's better off.
Actually, it's interesting. There are those who tell that we don't paskin like this. But they missed, apparently, so they tie up from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like this, even though he clearly says in the Bir Halacha that he does paskin like this. The reason that they say he doesn't paskin like this is because he paskins that if you go into a Beit HaKnesset, if it's raining outside, and you know the old song, walk into church, it was pouring, basically, you know? So
California Dreaming,
exactly. So the priest's very happy. It's raining outside. Everybody's going to come in. What are they going to do? They have no choice. They stay in the church. But we're not allowed to go into a Beit HaKnesset. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins over there. Even if you're going to go and you're going to say, you'll say a tefillah and so on and so on. So incorrectly, it was assumed that was the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, Lagabi, these other things. You go in for one tzarech. You can't use it for another term, but it's really not true. The Mishnah Berurah paskins beferish that you can go in, you're going to do something in the Beit HaKnesset, and then you can use it as a kapandria. Apparently, the difference is that your initial going in was in order to escape the rain. So then you can't fix that up by now going and doing the Elahavdil confession, you know. Rikika mikal v'chomer. Amr of Bibi, Amr of Yishur ben Levi. Kol harokek b'harabayit bizman hazeh. Even though it's bizman hazeh, the Beit HaMikdash isn't built, a guy who spits on harabayis, kilo rokek b'batino. It's kaveyachol, as if you spit into God's eye. Shema Vaya Eini Vilibi Sham Kolayamim. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu says all the days, even where the Bayit isn't there, my eyes and my heart are in that place. Omar Rava, Rekika Bebet HaKneset Sharia. However, in a shul, you are allowed to spit. Midat Havi Aminal. The same way you're allowed to wear a shoe in a Beit HaKneset. Just like a shoe, which is prohibited in a Har HaBayit, is mutter in a Beit HaKneset, afrikikah, so to spitting, in the Har HaBayit it's prohibited, in the Beit HaKneset it's mutter. Said Rav Papa to Rav, I mean, come on, it's not the same thing, is it? Some say it was Ravina said to Rav, some say it was Adabah Mahasa said to Rav. Why are you comparing spitting to wearing a shoe? Why don't you compare spitting to the Yisr of Kapandrion? Omar Leis Rav said, oh, listen here, big shot. The Tana yelleth mi mina, va'adam mi Kapandrion. You read the Brisa. The Brisa learns the Yisr of spitting from the din of the mina. And you're saying I should learn it for Kapandrion. What was Rav referring to? Mahi? The Tanya lo yikanes laharabai adam laharabai lo b'maklo shepiado. Shouldn't be carrying a stick, a walking stick. Shouldn't be wearing shoes. V'lo b'maot atzurim lo b'sadino or b'pundato or his little fanny pack mufshelat laharav. V'lo yaseno kepandria v'rekika mikal v'chomer. So rekika mikal v'chomer is a reference to the kepandria. So therefore, the Kavachomer Beferish, rather than the Brisa, is Miminov. Kavachomer Miminov. Ma Minov. She'ein Moderach Bizayon. Amra Torah Shal Na'alechem Yarak Lecha. If a Minov, which is not a person, is wearing a shoe, he's not wearing it. It's not a Derech Bizayon. He's wearing a shoe for protection. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Na'alechem Yarak Lecha. Get your shoes off. So Rekika, which is a Derech Bizayon, lo kol shekein, you shouldn't spit, but you want to be mavaza something, you can spit at it. So even if you're not being mavaza, but it's a more mavuza thing, kol shekein, you shouldn't be spitting. But in a place where the minhal is mut, you see, it doesn't learn it from Kapandra the way you thought from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need the Kavachomer, and it's Erech, Rehi Omer. It says, Beferish in the Megillah, Ein lavo al shar ha-melech belavush sak. You can't even wear a beged of sock. I mean, one kavachomer, the sock isn't mose. It's just not dressed correctly. And nonetheless, and it's only with the same bus of Adam. Just say, good with the same bus of Adam. And it's only with the same bus of Adam. And nonetheless, ain't love all the name Rikika, which first of all is Musa, and we're talking about Vit. We changed the gear to Vit. We claim Melech Matamos. Lo Koshkin for sure. Oh, Marley, no, you misunderstand. Not saying that the Tana didn't learn out the Isser of Rekika from Minal. I'm saying that if a Minal is Mutter, that doesn't prevent us from learning an Isser Rekika from Kapandria. It's still a Kavachomer for Kapandria. Ana Hakika Mina. Nema Hakalachomra Vahakalachomra. So where it comes to learning out the Isser of Rekika? Okay, fine. If it's an Isser. But you're not going to say, since the Minal is Mutter, so we should be Mako. We could say that it's more chomer than minal. And we should say the harabayis, which is usher ben minal, fine, we'll learn out from minal. But a beit haknesset, which is shari ben minal, so let me learn out now aviyolet ben minal v'la heter. Instead of learning out the heter from minal, meilet mi kapandria v'la esor, let me learn out from kapandria to iser. Because it's very simple. It's the difference is, says Rava. Oh my Rava, you're right. Okay, but the idea is this: how would a person act in his own home? Ma beito a kapandria kapit inish. People would not want someone cutting through their living room to get across to the backyard because it's closer than walking around his house. Nobody likes that. But people are not makvin on spitting in their house. But where they weren't Makbid.
The right place.
Well, no. We'll talk about it. I'll talk about it in a moment. So, but Rekika, I mean, I'll look up in Yiddish. People are not Makbid about wearing shoes or spinning. Beit HaKneset. Only a Kapandri is also Rekika, I mean, Shori. And there's actual discussion on Halacha, which the Mishnah brings up. that this perhaps was true at the time of the Gemara. People were not makpid on spitting.
On the floor, like
well, they had dirt floors. They spit on the floor and then rub it with their foot. Mm-hmm. So they weren't makpid. This, by the way, again, was known until very, very recently. But that was the minute. I mean, I got to tell you, when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I was utterly horrified by what spit. They blew their nose. You wouldn't use a handkerchief. You just go.
The old Indian nose blow.
Right on the floor of the Beit HaKnesset. And then you rub it with your foot. I was saying, you know.
Your foot only works a bit.
See, on the Shaish floor, people do it.
Yeah, but they didn't have shine.
Yeah, but they barely
I'm saying, there they, you know, the old stones were basically half covered with dirt. So I mean, the shtibla and so on. There were people in there.
We had a spittoon in
the shtibla. Oh, a spittoon is a mile already. A spittoon is a mile. So now the shaila is whether.
Invasion of culture.
Listen again, these are very recent developments. So the shaila, Mishnah Berurah raises the question. It's interesting how he puts it. He says the very rich people who have these fancy floors, they don't like people spitting on the floor either. That was his money. Now that it's become, at the time of the Mishnah Berurah, it's very rich people. Now, of course, I mean, nobody has spitting in their home. The shaila is whether it now becomes osur lahalacha because of Rava's comparison to the hanhaga in a home, or whether it was a sort of kavua, a certain basal level of respect, and remains. I mean, that's a machlokas supposed to.
In a lot of Oriental homes, like Arab homes,
and you don't allow
a shoe.
Shoe, of course not. Taimanim would never walk into a Beit Knesset with a shoe.
In private homes also,
it's interesting. With shoes, you don't walk in. Take off both shoes, of course. I found that in Toronto many people.
You're sure you have one shoe.
And very offended by walking into the house.
Excuse me, in Toronto?
No?
What's this?
I was just here. I was in Toronto. I was at a relative of mine. And they were very mocked. I walked in with my shoes. So you see now we leave slippers in the front here, not to take off your shoes.
Where to the house?
In Toronto. And I said, I lived in Toronto. Take off your shoes when you enter the front door. You leave them by the side of the door and they leave you slippers to put on, just as in Oriental homes. Ashkenazim. I told them, I lived in Toronto. We had children in Toronto.
What kind
never
of
such a
rarely in here.
They said that it's very nice. How was I supposed to know? They said it's very nohug.
Certain people
are
My sister's going to get worried about it. The bottom line again, if I walk in the back door, Ramban or Morty Pashas.